Hi guys, this is Miles giving you another Audio Boo podcast. Hope everyone is doing good. Today, I just really feel like saying I'm content, I'm happy. I feel great to be alive. I'm currently walking back to my car now. You may hear a lot of the cars passing over the bridge. Always got to tell you and justify my surroundings and the sounds you'll probably hear. But I just wanted to take this opportunity to talk about a lot of what's been going on lately. I mean, the past 2 years have been absolutely crazy. There's been a lot of good that's gone on, but there's also been a lot of bad, and it's been very dark, bad things. And I've learned a lot about myself, and you know, even yesterday I made some revelations about myself. And you know, that's what life is. It's about going through experiences and learning from it. My all-time favourite quote, which, shame on me, I can't quote exactly right now, but it's something along the lines of, there's no such thing as failures in life, just experiences and your reactions to them. And for me, you know, that's life. And so I am an optimist, but it doesn't mean I don't get depressed at times. And it's been a crazy couple of years. But, you know, at the same time, I'm glad I've had these dark experiences because it's improved who I am as a person. And not only that, I just think life would be boring if I was happy all the time. And I always talk about peaks and troughs like one big cliche, but you know what? When people say things are cliche in life, it's because they're true. For the most part, unless it's a movie cliche. But, yeah, I don't even know where I was going with this when I was speaking. Like, recently, many of you know I'm a massive fan of Fear Factory. The singer Burton is my hero. I've been in touch with him. I might be going on tour with him, doing stuff for their DVD, but seriously, hanging out with him, I'm gonna go to all the shows, even if it means me driving around the UK. One of the stops being Glasgow, which will be a 7-hour drive overnight. But I'll do it. Do you know, I can't even put into words how this guy makes me feel. It's just overwhelming joy and happiness. Like, if I'm having a bad time, but recently they've got back together and done an album, I've just been able to listen to it and just the experiences just overwhelm me of feeling connected through that music, and my life just seems like the best thing ever. But it's not only that, it's just I was worried because my family moved to America and I wasn't able to go, but then I got a job at the BBC, even though I lost my job in construction, and in terms of where to live, I had to live with my nan, who's gone into hospital and is, bless her heart, is suffering with Alzheimer's really bad. And now my parents have got a home in England to go back to, but in the meantime, I'm going to be living there. I've got a house to myself, which I'm going to be paying rent on, effectively the mortgage and all the bills. I'm just so, so lucky. And just, you know, I talk about these things, and when I say I'm lucky, it's complete admittance of my gratification. I'm so grateful for the life I have, and I'm so grateful for the people that I meet and support me, and I can't thank you guys enough. And I don't know, today's just been quite an emotional day inside my head. I feel like I'm having a fresh start. With recent videos, I've had a lot of critics, people that I know, saying, what's going on, you've changed. But they're making it as if I've changed for the worse, and it's not. I've finally been able to stretch my wings and focus on what I want to do. And they just have to believe me that, you know, my intentions are the same as they ever been, except now I'm able to focus on exactly what I want to do. So I move into my new place tomorrow, and from then it's a new start. I love you all, so thank you. If you're listening to this right now, you mean the world to me. Thank you.